I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
We have Holly Brown from Looking and Feeling Fab joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hey, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fantastic. I love the name of the organization.
Because who doesn't want to look and feel fab, right?
Preach, girl.
So tell us how you got started with this organization.
Sure. So I myself have multiple sclerosis. I've had it for 25 years. And when I was actually in aesthetic school, I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis, which is a lung disease. And so the best form of treatment my doctors felt was chemotherapy. So I have an infusion every 6 months, and it's worked wonders. You can't tell anything's wrong with me. But when I got a really bad rash on my back and I asked my doctor about it, he kind of like looked around the room and looked at me and said, oh, wait, you're an esthetician. You should know what to do. And I thought, well, okay, I've been an esthetician for about a minute and I don't know what to do. But there was no help is basically the point. So
right.
The more that I researched, I saw how prevalent skin reactions were. And I flew to Arizona to be, they had just come out with an oncology training for estheticians. And still to this day, I have no idea why, but I was like convinced that I wanted to start a nonprofit. So I came home and researched it and submitted the paperwork and got approved. And it's been quite a learning experience.
Holly, why do you feel like it's so important for somebody who might be going through chemo or radiation for the first time and is maybe losing their hair or their self-esteem isn't as high as it was to be able to come to you and get these treatments?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't understand the skin reactions that go with treatment. So in other words, there was a study done and they say 85% of people who undergo radiation end up with a moderate to severe burn, which is crazy. And so it really affects the quality of life. We can help people to either prevent reactions from happening or we can heal them once they have happened.
Yeah, I think it's important to get the word out for this for sure. I remember when my wife was going through her treatment and, you know, you don't know a lot. You talk to a few people mm-hmm. here and there and somebody says, oh, well, there's this cream that I used. Maybe you try that. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like a sunburn. It's this, it's that. But to get somebody who has actually gone through the training and being an esthetician like you already are, you're really kind of taking it to the next level.
Yeah, because how crazy is it when somebody says, here, use this cream. I know it has cancer causing ingredients in it and you're battling cancer, but you should use it because it's not illegal in the United States, the ingredients. I mean, that just like blows my mind when that happens. So that's another big part of our mission is to make sure that, you know, people are using products that don't have cancer-causing ingredients in it.
You guys have an event coming up, right? Do you want to plug it?
We do, sure. We're having a comedy night in Whitman at the Legion. It's going to be great. We're working with an organization called Funny Number 4 Funds, and they offer the comedians and whatnot, and so it's going to be a great night. So if you'd like to get tickets or sponsor us, you can go to funny4funds.com.
Lookfeelfab.org, and it says right on the website, to provide comfort and relief to those with cancer through integrative therapies, alleviating skin side effects, and improving quality of life. And again, a 501c3, so you're providing just such a great service and trying to pay it forward as well. This is awesome. Holly, you are what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about, and you are now officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you very much.
You can also text us here in the studio, and we'll send you the direct link. It's 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. Holly, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning. We really appreciate it. It's good stuff.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, we would love to hear your story. Maybe you started a 501c3, or you just got something going on in your life where you got a new job, or you're in a new relationship, or maybe somebody in your family has done something that you're super proud of. We want to hear about it. You can call or text us in the studio at 617-655-1234 to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. You know what you need right now, Kennedy?
Hmm.
You need Ed Sheeran and Jimmy Fallon performing in the Subway.
Say more.
Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club.
All right, Dan. She's a baby girl. I know she's going to scream, girl, I'll let you down. You're a pink pony. That is fantastic.
It was really good, right? Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yay.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 1041, streaming on the Odyssey app. And Kennedy's back.
Hi.
I need another rap word to rhyme it all together, Dan. You couldn't help me out.
You were doing great.
Thanks. Let's do the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. I'm going to start needing to take count of how many times I mentioned Bill Belichick's girlfriend because I just never thought this would be something I'd have a conversation about.
The Hudson counter.
I mean, well, Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Miss Jordan Hudson, announced yesterday that she will be competing in the Miss Maine USA 2025 competition, sharing the news on Instagram alongside two photos wearing a dress with the sash and a crown saying Happy International Pageant Day. I couldn't think of a better day to share with the world that I will be competing for Miss Maine USA 2025 representing my hometown of Hancock. She has been very vocal about her hometown and about her home state. Even going so far as to writing to the president about the plight of the fishermen there. She helped enact some change that enabled them to, I'm not exactly sure of all the details, but I do know it was a success to help the fishermen of her state. And I think it's pretty cool. So the pageant is produced by the Clemente Organization and its founders, Lori and her husband, Anthony. They run the state pageant in Massachusetts as well.
I have been a judge for that pageant here in Massachusetts. Don't know if we'll be invited to Maine or not. That would be fun, though.
Do you think Bill Belichick is going to help her prepare?
Absolutely.
The talent portion?
Yeah. Bill Belichick has a program to start working on. I think he needs to get to work.
No, I think he could help her with her walk. You know, a question and answer session, you know, what her talent is, all of those things.
Oh, yeah, because when I think of public speaking and answers that really explain things, I think of Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can just imagine, you know, whoever asking the question of what you think about this
issue. So talk
to
us about tariffs.
Right.
We're on to Cleveland.
We're moving on to Cleveland. Thank you, Miss Maine.
So in any event, we wish her well. Absolutely.
Yeah, she's a force.
She really is. In a recent appearance on the Call Her Daddy podcast, Ed Sheeran says he doesn't think he's got what it takes to headline a Super Bowl halftime show. Here's what he has to say.
I mean, there are some that have the pizzazz of Super Bowl, fireworks, dances, blah, blah, blah. But me going up there and being like, here's the A-team and here's Perf. I just, like, no one wants to see that.
You know, self-awareness is so important, and I love this so much about him.
I don't know,
that
though.
That he knows his lane.
Because he did that stadium tour, and now I didn't get to see it, but by all accounts, his stadium tour was incredible. And his ability to use all of the technology and equipment when he's looping and dubbing over and all of that stuff.
That's
live.
Not a Super Bowl halftime show.
No, you need 100 dancers. You need, as he says, fireworks, Super Bowl, Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he could do it.
The last people that just stood there and sang was Maroon 5, and they got lambasted.
You just zhuzh it up a little bit,
but
Ed,
you know
as Dan
what?
Says.
It's okay if that's not your lane.
Yeah.
It's okay if that's not your thing. I promise you he's going
to
be fine.
I can't see Ed Sheeran doing a choreographed dance routine to Shape of You.
Oh, it would hurt my feelings. And do y'all play the Fortnite? Does Barrett play the Fortnite? Are we Fortnited out? Do we not Fortnite no more?
He's moved on to C6, but he's still... when this person's involved with Fortnite, I think he's going to be playing a little
bit
more.
So in my understanding that there are battle royales in Fortnite.
Yes.
So you all come together, there's a bunch of people, and you fight it out until there's a winner.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, instead of fighting it out, they are now dancing it out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Sabrina Carpenter to thank.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Fortnite has announced dance-related stalemates are on the rise, as people who are both playing as Carpenter have been putting down their guns and dancing it out instead when they run into each other. Battle Royale is all vibes now.
It's a funny thing when it happens, because I've played with Barrett.
I would much rather have a dance-off than shooting guns. Let's go. So wasn't this a story about Justin Timberlake 100 years ago when they were fighting over Britney Spears or something at a bar? They had a dance-off in a bar.
I don't remember
like, this
that.
This is what I need.
So I've been playing with him, and he'll do that. Like, he'll run up on somebody who should shoot him, and then all of a sudden they just drop their weapons and do a little dance battle. I'm like, why did you do that? He's like, well, he seemed like he was friendly.
There's some silly gooses out there in Fortnite. If only we could solve more of our problems with dance battles instead of violence.
Seriously. Just stop. Let's do a little dancey dance and everything's fine.
If somebody gets served, nobody dies.
Oh, here it is. I found it.
Yes.
Okay, so it's from 2002. There's a popular rumor that after Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake's March 2002 breakup, they had an encounter in a nightclub that resulted in a dance-off.
Mm.
They showed up at the same club or something.
Right.
And, like, a song was played.
Sure.
And then he danced and she danced and they just stared at each other and danced and danced and danced.
Oh, I know what song it was.
That's the vibe I need in my life.
Hold on. I know what song it was. Are you ready for it?
Bring it to me.
Hold on. I don't have it in here. I'm so mad.
Well,
that was anticlimactic.
It was going to be Missy Elliott, Work It. Because, you know, that's a good dance battle song. That's 2002 for you.
Apparently, he was there with Jenna Dewan, who's an incredible dancer on her own.
She was in Step Up with Channing Tatum.
And one of these things say it was a song, Girlfriend, NSYNC's Girlfriend.
Oh, that's a good one.
And that's where the dance-off began.
Mm, that's pretty good.
Anyway, that's what I got. Sorry, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
That's a hit.
Don't even try. Proven track record.
Right? She's going to Leona Lewis.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenny Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, loves spring in a new Subaru. Kennedy, say hey to Sarah from Everett.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi!
Yeah,
oh my god!
That's the energy we need in the morning.
How you doing, Sarah?
I am so excited.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Will you kick Kennedy out? I know you guys just met, but she's got to go.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Sarah, you get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you, and she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Jennifer Lopez will host this year's American Music Awards. J-Lo finalized her divorce in February. From whom?
Ben Affleck.
The Tanner home from Full House sold for $6 million. Which city did the Tanners live in on Full House?
San Francisco.
Stay by the Kid Laroi has hit 1 billion views on YouTube. Who features on that song with him?
Justin Bieber.
20 years ago today in 2005, Tiger Woods won his 4th Masters tournament. He didn't win it again until 2019. Each winner of the Masters is awarded what as a symbol of their victory?
A gold jacket.
And question number 5, Mandy Moore, 41 today. She played matriarch Rebecca Pearson on the hit show This Is Us. What are the names of all 3 kids on the show? Damn, Dan.
That's why it's question 5.
Oh, God. I don't know. All I know is it's the twins and I don't know their names.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
So I understand you're an English teacher at a high school?
Yes.
Which high school?
Mm-hmm. Chelsea.
Chelsea High School. Very cool.
What's the mascot for Chelsea High?
Red Devils.
Ooh, that's cool.
That's scary. Would not want to see them on the field.
It'd be fun to be that mascot running around.
Much more.
A little pitchfork.
Much more fearful than our Seabreeze sand crabs. That was my school in 9th grade. The sand crabs.
You guys were the fighting sand crabs?
The Seabreeze sand crabs.
That's
yeah,
tough.
But they were right on the ocean.
I mean,
it
we were literally
fine.
Right across the
it.
Street from the beach.
It was
yeah.
literally the most beautiful place ever, yeah. but it's fine.
If your school has a surf team, I don't feel bad.
Oh, very good surf team. You ever heard of Sean and Kelly Slater? Anyway. Sarah got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
Okay.
Come on, 3.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
It was real close to 4.
Yes, he was super close. J-Lo will host this year's American Music Awards. Jennifer Lopez finalized her divorce in February. From which person?
Ben Affleck.
Tied to 1. The Tanner home from Full House sold for $6 million. Which city did the Tanners live in Full House?
San Francisco?
Heard the people that owned it hated all the publicity
they really
always
did.
Get.
There's people always in their yard. Kid, and
out in front of the house just taking photos. Tied to 2, question number 3. Stay by the Kid Laroi has hit 1 billion views on YouTube. Who features on that song with him?
Bieber?
It is Bieber.
The Biebs.
Tied to 3. 20 years ago today in 2005, Tiger Woods won his 4th Masters. He didn't win it again until 2019. Hey, it's Tiger. I'm going to need you to delete that message.
Be huge.
Huge. Each winner of the Masters is awarded what as a symbol of their victory?
A green jacket.
It is a green jacket. Gold jacket is to go into the NFL Hall of Fame, I believe.
Or to be an ABC broadcaster.
A little more pizzazz with the gold jacket, though, Sarah. Like we were heads up.
4 to 3, question number 5. Mandy Moore, 41 today. She played matriarch Rebecca Pearson on the hit show This Is Us, Kennedy.
Welcome back.
What are the names of all 3 kids on the show?
Crockpot.
Yes, little Crockpot Jr.
Baby Crockpot. And Crockpot the 3rd. Kate, Kevin, and Randall, I'm told, is the correct answer.
Obviously.
Everybody knows.
It was a popular show.
Oh, incredibly popular.
4 to 3.
I just didn't watch it. That's all.
Because it's sad.
That doesn't say nothing except
I don't
that,
watch
Daniel.
It
4 to 3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, but you did win yourself 4 tickets to Harry Potter the Exhibition. You can celebrate. You can celebrate the behind-the-scenes filmmaking magic of the world of Harry Potter. For tickets, go to harrypotterexhibition.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Thank you.
Sarah, you're the absolute best.
Sarah, you call anytime.
Yeah. Your kids are lucky to
any
have
day
you.
Of the week. You are welcome here anytime. You have carte blanche.
Yes.
I want to go to Harry Potter with Sarah. She seems fun.
Right?
Expelliarmus.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Sarah from Everett, and I can't beat Kennedy.
I'm not even doing the loser horn.
Nope.
For her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Occasionally, things happen in our personal lives that we share on the show because you guys do the same with us. You are always sharing what is happening in your life, so we like to do the same thing here. And producer Dan, the floor is all yours.
All right. So my girlfriend Kaylee and I had our first date, I would say, like November 1st of like 2023. Okay. So it's been like a year and a half, mm-hmm. which, wow, that went by real fast.
It did. And we stand because she saved your life. But go on.
She did save my life with the gallbladder
incident. I swear to God, this is a hill that I will stand and yell on for the rest of my entire life.
And we spend most of our time together now as relationships kind of evolve. And so we were discussing it, and we made a decision recently that we're going to move in together.
Hey, and let's go.
She officially decided not to renew her lease with her landlord. So she will be out of her current residence by the end of August.
So it's mm-hmm. getting real, is so, what yeah, you're saying.
We got a couple months to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling, Dan?
I feel good. I mean, we spend almost every night together anyways. So it just, this isn't the most romantic thing in the world to say, but it just makes sense too.
No.
If we're going to be together all the time and we're both spending exorbitant fees for two different places, mm-hmm. let's just stay in the same place.
It makes great sense. I don't think it has to be romantical. I mean, yeah. you know, as you say, but I do know that, you know, the Dan that I've known for these many years, something like this usually would make you sweat, and you seem really like at peace with this, like you're excited about it, and I love to see that. That makes my heart feel very, very full.
Yes, I love her, Kennedy,
because she's empty in here, so thank you. I needed that.
But she currently,
and I'm so glad you love her, Dan.
She currently lives in Medford with three other roommates.
Yeah,
and I live alone, but she will not move into my apartment because spiders. She thinks it's infested with spiders because
which
I live
it
on
is.
Ground level. Whose side are you on?
The spider side.
Kaylee's always.
She thinks I'm the spider lord. So we're going to have to find a new place together that it will just be ours instead of one of ours.
Now, has Kaylee ever lived with somebody like that before?
She moved out when she went to college.
Okay.
So she had roommates, and then she moved back home, and now she lives with roommates again. But I don't know if she's lived one-on-one with, like, a partner before.
Hmm. Have you made decisions about what city you want to live in? Like, do you want to stay where you are and she wants to stay where she is? Is there some kind of conversation that's going to have to be said there?
We're definitely going to have to talk about what city we're going to live in.
Yeah.
I'm open to wherever, but uh-huh. I think she might want to stay more in our area.
Yeah.
Hmm. Kaylee, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Should I never gave you her number?
I know Carson has me on speed dial.
How are you, dear?
I'm good. I also just wanted to ask, Dan, there was a spider the other night at your house. I didn't say anything.
That's very big of you.
Look at the growth. The growth with both of you. I just love it.
Kennedy, the amount of spiders I've killed, and I feel bad. I like spiders. They eat flies.
Well, the matter of fact that you've had to say how many spiders are in your apartment complex makes me a little worried. And I would say to this, Kaylee, yeah, it's time to get out of there too.
So, Kaylee, let me ask you, how are you feeling knowing that you're going to be moving in with somebody that you love as opposed to just having a roommate?
I mean, I'm so excited. Like Dan said, we're together most of the week, and it's just easier. I mean, we live 10 minutes away from each other, so it's really not like a huge commute, but it would just be so much easier to just be together all the time.
Okay, are we going to be one bedroom people or separate bedroom people?
We're going to sleep in the same bedroom, but we're getting two bedroom, and I'm fighting for that.
I don't want to get
two. Why are you shaking your head, Dan?
It's twice the money.
Yeah, but
just
it's
so she can have an extra closet for all her clothes.
I need
or a place
a
to
closet.
Sleep when you snore.
Did we just have our first?
I didn't realize together?
I might have.
I didn't realize you were both her lawyers.
We've talked about this a lot, actually, that we need two bedrooms. We've talked about it a lot, and he's been fighting me on it. And Nancy Breslin agrees with me. My mom agrees with me. Everybody's on my side.
Dan puts his foot down.
Well, I mean to say, if it's two of you contributing to the rent, then it would seem to me, Dan, that it wouldn't be that much. Two bedroom typically isn't twice the price. It's an additional what have you. But
what about decor?
I've lived in this apartment for like 2.5 years, and I don't have a single picture on the wall. It looks like somebody just moved in yesterday.
So you don't care?
No.
You'll let her have carte blanche.
There's literally a couch and a TV in my apartment.
Okay, that's
if you took it out, it would look like Dexter's kill room.
Well, that's frightening.
So she will probably be doing most of the decor.
So that's exciting.
He told me that he wants a little bit of a say because he doesn't want me to go crazy. And he actually used the words, I don't want to live in a girl apartment.
I don't want to be swimming in pink. That's all.
Kaylee, do you want to be swimming in pink?
I think you should be swimming in pink.
No. You know what it is, Kennedy? Yeah. He watched Baylen Out Loud.
Oh.
And she loves the color pink. So when her and her boyfriend moved in together, they like made the apartment pink and he like started getting nervous. And I was like, I'm not going to have the whole place pink.
She also has 75 decorative pillows on the bed. I'm not into that.
You're going to have to let that go,
buddy.
All right,
there's four.
Well, those pillows are just meant for decor. They go on the side of the room when you sleep and then you put them back. I mean, I have them. It's fine.
Kaylee, is there anything you think will bother you, like my habits or something, once we're together all the time?
Can we do a different segment for that?
Absolutely. I will write that down in my notes and you can come back.
Yeah, we'll come back to that one. I don't know if we have enough time.
I'm just kidding. No. I don't know. I can't think of anything. I mean, like, we've already talked the cup graveyard.
Oh, well.
Dan leaves his cups everywhere.
I can't speak to that.
You leave Diet Coke cans everywhere. We're all guilty.
I throw them away.
Dan,
we're going to move in together.
Back away from the mic, Dan.
All right. Kaylee, I'm very excited to move in with you, baby.
I think we're here to announce we're not moving in together.
We love you, Kaylee. It was good to talk to you.
We're so happy for the both of you, hon.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
All right, bye,
baby.
She's the best.
All right, 617-655-1234.
What could go wrong?
That didn't go as well as I thought it was going to.
How about?
I thought it went absolutely perfectly.
How about you call in and maybe give Dan or Kaylee a little piece of advice, a little tip about moving in for the first time together?
Yeah.
Or maybe just wish them well. I don't know. Show some support, show some love.
Yeah.
Maybe something you've learned recently because you moved in with somebody. Oh, you got to do this. Or be careful not to do that. Like, say you don't like the way she wants to decorate the house on the radio.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, we haven't even started decorating yet.
Okay.
He just said no pink. I don't hate that.
A moderate amount of pink is fine.
617-655-1234. You can call or text now if you would like to help Dan out as he and Kaylee announce they're moving in together. Congratulations, Dan.
Seriously. Thank you guys very much.
That's a very cool moment. 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So if you missed the news that producer Dan just shared, some very exciting things happening in his personal life. You want to just again quickly tell everybody what's up?
Yeah, my girlfriend and I are planning to move in together within the next few months.
We had Kaylee on the show. We talked decorating. We talked living together. We talked love.
Second bedrooms, yay or nay?
Yeah, second bedrooms. You're saying no, one bedroom. You don't want to pay for a second.
The answer is always yay. Yes, it's just another space. It's nice to have a space. Sometimes you need a space.
That is nice to have a little extra room. That is nice to have a little extra room. Linda's from Hanson. What did you want to say to Dan and Kaylee?
Congratulations, guys. I'm over the moon.
Aw.
You guys are great together. It takes a long time to find that person. And you guys, you found each other. You have your person.
Linda, you are very
Love
sweet.
You guys.
Thank you. You're invited to the housewarming party.
Amazing.
We'll be sure to publicize that on the air, Dan. Address and everything.
Thank you, Linda.
Our good friend Tom the Cleaner says Dan is right. Good morning, Tom. Hello?
Tom.
What line do you have?
Oh, maybe Kristen. Kristen from Woburn, are you there?
Oh. Hey, that's me.
Hey, so what were you saying about as far as how many bedrooms Dan wants?
Dan, it's really important that you get two bedrooms.
Why do you say that? I will hear you out.
I say it because you've lived alone for several years,
yep.
And you're moving in with another human. So you're going to need some space, some cool-off space, some extra space. Don't look at it as extra rent. Look at it as putting money towards saving your relationship.
Oh, that's pretty good advice.
You think one bedroom would be dooming my relationship?
You have no idea. Yeah.
I've what lived with a partner before, you know.
Right. Uh-huh.
And yeah.
Say it again?
In a one-bedroom.
And?
Well, that's not why it didn't work out.
I understand, but were there moments at which you...
Yeah, I could have had a little
space.
You know,
I think the difference for us is that we get home so early that we have time to decompress. We have time when the day is over, when our day is over,
mm-hmm.
to take that time, you know, get out whatever we needed to get out. And by the time the normal people with normal jobs come home, that's when they need space.
Right, mm-hmm. sure.
And perhaps maybe it's better for her, not you.
And I'll just always be there on the couch.
And you're always
in my
there.
Underwear.
And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes that can be like, so
sure,
for her to have a space that she can go to.
I get that.
What does it do?
I'm putting up a big front. We're going to end up getting two.
Tom the Cleaner, good morning.
Hey, you know, I was going to tell, like I told Dan, it's a lot of money for an extra bedroom, but I have to agree with the woman that just called, because when you're in a new relationship like that, you don't know. And like I said to Dan, you know, I bought Costco something. I bought I bought Kennedy a pig shirt, and I bought Dan like a Yeti cup, so I don't understand why he has all those cups around the house.
Well, because you need different beverages, and different cups for different beverages,
Tom,
my guy.
What, do I have two girlfriends?
I love this.
You calling in to yell at me about cups?
Producer Dan has a new name. He's the Cup King. He's just leaving.
We call it a Cup Goblin, Carson.
The Cup Goblin.
I am a beverage goblin.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
What we call. That's
I have so two beverages funny. Going at all times.
Yeah.
B-Side from Gloucester. Good morning, B-Side.
Hi. Well, it's B-Side from Boxford because I moved in with my boyfriend a year and a half ago, and we have extra rooms, and we have our own space to decompress. We have two offices so that we can go and do our own thing. But what I was saying to Dan is that you're now going to be moving in with each other and playing almost house, but you also have to think for the other person as well. I'm an impulsive person, so I will go and buy, like, measuring spoons or measuring cups and be like, yes, we need this for the house. And he's like, no, we don't. We already have enough. And it's like you have to kind of think for two people versus one sometimes. And, you know, congratulations. But you definitely need that second room. I promise you, you need that second room.
All right. Thank you, V-Sus.
Thank you, Len
and I have like 3.5 rooms.
All of the women calling are pro second bedroom, I've noticed.
Dan, I live alone and I live in a 3-bedroom and it's still not enough.
From the 774.
I don't know what to say to that.
Congratulations, Dan. My advice to the two of you is to make a chore chart.
You're going to put it on the refrigerator? Is it a chore wheel?
Yes. Like you are trying to get that weekly allowance. It prevented so many fights between me and my husband when we first moved in together. I want to see the producer, Dan and Kaylee, chore chart up, a whiteboard up on the fridge.
It's important to know like what one expects from the other.
Yeah. Right.
To all be in the same boat rowing in the same direction. And if you can do that, you can do anything.
We do pretty good working as a team.
Right. I think you do. I'm excited. I think you guys are going to have a blast.
Or just do what I do and let Lana do everything.
Carson and Kennedy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
On Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. You can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Alicia from Newton.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Kennedy. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So you know the deal. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, and she is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Justin Bieber confronted the paparazzi yesterday and accused them of caring more about money than human beings. Name the man who discovered Justin on YouTube and then was his manager for the next 15 years.
That's Usher.
Question number 2, Haley Joe Osment, 37 today. Back when he was a kid, he uttered the line, "I see dead people." Which film was that?
Oh, that was, what was it called? I love that movie too. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm not remembering this.
It happens, that's okay. Question number 3.
No, Sixth Sense.
Hey,
that's what it
we got
is. I know something.
This singer turns 35 today. Take a listen to one of her biggest songs and then give us her name. Take a listen.
When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain, 'cause you and I remain the same.
What's her name?
Maren Morris.
Question number 4 today. In 1912, the unsinkable Titanic set sail from Southampton, England on its maiden voyage. It hit an iceberg and sank 5 days later.
Whoops.
Where was the Titanic's destination?
New York.
And question number 5. The UK tracks the carbon emissions of movies made there, and they say the new Snow White and Little Mermaid movies each created more air pollution than the most recent Fast and Furious movie. That's kind of crazy. The next Fast and Furious is set to release next year and will be the final installment. How many movies will it make total once it's released?
So once this new one is released?
Yes, how many will that be?
I have no idea, like 15?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That's not a bad guess. They could have stopped after like 5.
Alicia, I understand you're... getting ready for a job interview today?
I am, yes.
Oh, that's exciting. Is it your first interview, or are they like bringing you back for a second?
No, they're bringing me back for a lunch, so it's gone pretty good, I think. So fingers crossed. It's not an easy time to interview for places.
If you're being brought back for a lunch, this job is yours.
I hope so. They're good people.
No, don't order the spaghetti.
I got to order something clean and easy to eat.
I went on a job interview like that one time at lunch, and the guy that I was with ordered me like a barbecue sandwich or something, like a sloppy toe. And
no.
You're doing this to me right now?
It's real hard to be professional.
I think it shows great confidence.
I think a salad is the worst.
I think it shows great confidence.
Alicia got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Thank you.
It's tough, Kennedy. Here we go. Question number 1. Justin Bieber confronted the paparazzi yesterday and accused them of caring more about money than human beings. Name the man who discovered Justin on YouTube and then was his manager for the next 15 years.
Scooter Braun.
Yes, Scooter Braun is correct. 1-0. Question number 2. Haley Joe Osment, 37 today. Back when he was a kid, he uttered the line, I see dead people. What was the movie?
The Sixth Sense.
2-1. Question number 3. This singer turns 35 today. Take a listen to one of her biggest songs and then name her.
When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain, 'cause you and I remain the same.
Maren Morris.
It's a good song.
3-2. Question number 4. Today in 1912, the unsinkable Titanic set sail from Southampton, England on its maiden voyage. It hit an iceberg and sank 5 days later. Where was the Titanic's destination?
New York?
It was going to New York City, yep. 4-3. Question number 5. The UK tracks the carbon emissions of movies made there, and they say the new Snow White and Little Mermaid movies each created more air pollution than the most recent Fast and Furious movie. Now, the next Fast and Furious is set to release next year and will be the final installment. So how many movies will that be once it's all said and done?
11?
That's wild that you know that. Nice job, Kennedy.
The last one was... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't recall them going to space since then, so...
You would think those movies would be full of emissions as opposed to Snow White.
It's all CGI. No. It's not real.
They care about family and the environment.
This buster.
It's all about family.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Alicia, unfortunately, you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets. You're going to go see Mary
J.
Blige.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's Mary J. Blige, Neo, and Mario, April 14th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. So you'll have a new job and a pair of concert tickets to sell.
Go.
Oh, that's great. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, let us know how it went for sure, okay?
Will do. Thank you guys so much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Alicia. I'm from Boston, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Comedian Andrew Della Volpe is going to be at Nick's Comedy Stop on Friday night. There are tickets available. Again, Nick's Comedy Stop Friday night, 7:30. Comedian Andrew Della Volpe. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
We have come a long way since doing a podcast in your bedroom.
We have come a long way. We began in your parking lot. We took a detour to my bedroom. Professionally. And it's all coming together at Nick's Comedy Stop.
If you don't remember when the pandemic was happening and everybody was social distancing, and I believe it was one of the TV stations that had you on there because you came up with this brilliant idea. Tell everybody what you did during the pandemic.
Yeah, well, I was losing my mind like many of us, and I was like, I need to keep performing comedy. And I said, let me go to people's driveways, garages, backyards, do comedy shows, 15 minutes for a couple of bucks. Started doing it, performed in front of Kate Merrill. Shout out to Kate Merrill.
Yeah.
And she goes, one of the best, right? And she, I didn't know, we live in the same town. She goes, would you ever want to do this on TV? I go, yeah, do you know somebody? Or and that's how I met Kate Merrill. I was young and dumb. And she's been great to me, and you guys have been great to me, and that really...
I just remember sitting out in the back parking lot of the radio station. We invited a few people.
Some seats out there. We did it upright, so you had your own space.
Heckled by Wiggy.
That's right. Jermaine Wiggins heckled you.
Yeah.
He's like, trying to drive his car out. That's right.
Yeah. I remember
he goes,
keep going, kid. Come on. You got to put up with this.
Wow.
And now you're headlining your own shows.
Yes.
Are you enjoying it still?
I'm enjoying it so much. It's going to be a great show. I've been on the road for like a year opening for comedian Bob Marley all over the country. So just performing.
He's the best. The nicest the best. Guy.
One of the nicest guys. Performed in sold out theaters. His crowds are great and they're tough and they expect a lot, so I feel like I've got really, really great kind of honed material, and I'm excited to do it in Boston. Yeah.
And wow. Tell us about the Boston Comedy Festival, which is just happening too. How did that go?
Boston Comedy Festival was a blast. Made it to the finals, lost in the finals. A lot of people say the best comedian doesn't win. Those people are me, but
look at all the people who didn't win American Idol and became wicked famous. So
but
don't you
you're like
about
the
things.
Justin Guarini of the Boston Comedy Festival.
That's right. But my friend Liam McGurk did win. Shout out to him. But it was great. Sold out shows all around Boston, and it felt like it's like a celebration of the town. Everybody comes in and we should.
And then I know too you're engaged.
That's right.
When are you getting married finally?
Getting married finally. 30 years old. I'm a kid over here. Been engaged for less than a year. Getting married in July, and I'm excited to get married. I will say, spend about 6 minutes with my parents and I get less excited. You know what I mean? They're very healthy. They're finding new ways to mess with each other is what scares me. They're healthy because of my mom. But what my mom will do is she'll buy my dad these avocado oil potato chips. This is a big indulgence. But she thinks he eats them too fast. So instead of not buying them, she buys them and then hides them around the house and makes him hunt for them if he wants to eat them.
It's like Easter every day.
Yeah.
That's actually what I was going to say next. Yes.
Oh, I stole your punchline. No, my bad.
And he does. He does hunt for that. I got a text message last week. It just said they were in the coat closet. Mom didn't stand a chance. And we all knew what that wrote. Like, my sister wrote back. We're like, we're proud of you, Dad. Have a great day.
You know, like, we need to have our brains challenged. It's important.
Oh, my gosh.
She's keeping them healthy.
It's important.
I'm going to tell my dad that one. Yeah.
So you've done like hundreds and hundreds and thousands of shows now, probably.
That's right.
What's the funniest thing a heckler has said to you that like caught you off guard?
Ooh, off guard. A lot of mean ones, but...
yeah. Do they really? Do people still heckle?
Barely. You know, Boston, it's a little bit of a tough place. Like every once in a while you get a guy like, let's go, make me laugh, come on. But one time performing with Bob Marley, a woman passed out or something. She's okay. But like collapsed, lights come on, whatever. And I'm standing there on the stage like, all right, we'll be back in a minute. Guy in the front row just goes, let's go, kid. Keep going. Come on. We're here.
Like this woman is, yeah, has a medical emergency.
Yeah.
It's like golf. You got to play through.
That's right. Exactly. Come on. We're here. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
People are crazy.
Now, do you see yourself, like, I don't know the hierarchy of comedians, mm-hmm, but I know there is a hierarchy.
Yes.
So what are the different hierarchies for a comedian when they're out touring?
Comedian, like an opener is what I've been doing, right? There's like a host, you host the show.
Right.
Then kind of like the middle act, the feature act, the main opener. Then there's the headliner. Then there's the headliner that sells tickets.
Oh, okay.
So depending on what city we're in, Portsmouth sold out this weekend.
Okay.
But Boston, there's some work to do. So I got my foot in a little bit of, very lucky to say, foot in all these camps. Like I've been opening for Bob Marley a lot, headlining, getting an opportunity on my own Friday night. So just trying to rise the
ranks. Is there a place that you would like to play? Like, for example, the Comedy Store in LA. Is there a place, Caroline's even opening more? No, it's not.
Closed.
Is there a place like that you'd love to stand on the stage and do some work?
The Mix 104.1 parking lot.
Done already. Check.
That's right. Yeah, check that one off. I'd like to make my return there. Yeah, Comedy Store in LA, Comedy Cellar in New York, all these kind of legendary places that I've gone and seen people I'm a fan of.
Do you do that? Is it like the TV shows? You literally have to be there every single day and hope and hope and wait and wait, and they go, yeah, you've got 2 minutes, go.
Maybe, yeah. That's one of the ways.
Yeah.
Keep going, get a little... notoriety on your own.
Yeah, being it out on the road and doing it. Right.
So there's ways.
It's such a fascinating life.
It is.
You know, like you do what we do in that your personal life is out there for everybody.
Yes.
And you want them to laugh at you.
Yes.
And at least in here, the meanest thing somebody said is via text.
That's
right. So if it was in person, I don't know how I would behave.
Yeah. You have to remember, I mean, there's a great comedian. I think it was Nate Bargatze that said this. He goes, when you don't like a singer's song, it's like you don't like the song. But when they don't like your jokes, it's kind of like they don't like you. But you have to remind yourself, it's not that. But
right. It's very personal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
and very you can't personal. Be, Bob Marley once said, you can't be for everybody. Even Coca-Cola is not for everybody. But then you see their face in the crowd, you're like...
Then why'd you buy a ticket?
Please start laughing.
Like you came to a comedy
I'm going to say that Friday night. Why'd you buy a ticket?
You came here to see me. My name was on it.
Yeah.
And I know, having been to several of your shows... Mom and dad are a big
Big topic of discussion. And they sit there and they, you know, the jokes are inspired by their actions. Not so they'll sit there and go, you doing my joke tonight, Andrew? You doing the joke I gave you? I'm like, you didn't do this. You did something dumb.
Pointing it out.
Or what they'll do is now they go through life and go, you can't say that on stage, Andrew. That's off limits.
That's the best.
Usually my mom says something off color and my dad goes, no. Andrew's no.
I'm going to come on Friday night and go, do the avocado oil chip, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I know
happened.
The punchline.
That's happening whether you're there or not, brother.
All right, Andrew Delavolpe, make sure to check him out at Nick's Comedy Stop this Friday. That's April 11th, this Friday. Was there two shows, 7:30 and 9:30, right?
One show, 7:30.
Oh, one show, 7:30. I don't know why it says 7:30 and 9:30. Again, Andrew Delavolpe, Nick's Comedy Stop this Friday, 7:30. I would tell you to go see him in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, but those are sold out. And But you do have some shows coming up in Lewiston, Maine, it looks like, up in May.
That's right. And things always being added to the calendar. So check me out on Instagram. My name, Andrew Delavolpe, comedianadv.com. Thank you so much, guys.
We love you.
We're love just you so proud of you, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going out back to do a set. Is that cool?
Yeah, you first.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy with Andrew Delavolpe on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Is it Ilana or Ilana?
Ilana.
Elena.
Oh.
Thanks, Dan.
We just talked on the phone 30 seconds ago, too. I'm like a goldfish. Sorry.
It's okay.
Kennedy, say good morning to Ilana from Rutland.
Good morning, Elena. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Are we going to Elena? Elena?
We're just going to call you Jeff.
I was going to call her what she said.
Elena.
It's fine.
Elena. I
correct.
Got it.
Elena. I'm yep. spelling it phonetically here. Just
I believe
sure
in I all of you.
Yes.
Not really.
Okay, E. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio? Or is it with an A?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Oh, my gosh.
Is it Elena or Elena? Is it with an E or an A?
Elena.
Elena.
It starts with an A.
An A. Elena. Okay. Elena. I got it now.
We're locked in.
Kennedy's gone. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself $100. If you tie, though, remember that is a loss for you, and she is now over in that soundproof studio. Can't hear anything that is happening. Elena, are you ready?
Yeah.
In a recent appearance on Caller Daddy, Ed Sheeran said he doesn't believe he has the pizzazz needed to headline a Super Bowl halftime show. Who just headlined in February?
Kendrick Lamar.
Do you have two voices, Elena?
I apparently have a daughter that wants to help me.
That is a good help. What's your daughter's name?
Hannah.
Got that one, Dan. Hannah.
Not Hannah.
Question number two. Lobster wasn't always considered a delicacy. Before the late 1800s, lobsters were called cockroaches of the sea and fed to prisoners to save money. Which New England state catches the most lobsters in the United States?
Maine.
Question number three. Daisy Ridley, 33 today. She played Rey in which big movie franchise?
I don't know.
All right. Question number four. Tom Hiddleston hinted at Loki's return in the upcoming Avengers Doomsday. Loki is the Norse god of what?
Mischief?
And question number five. We should just let Hannah play, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's crushing it. Pink finally had her very own Funko Pop. It is inspired by her 2023 Trustfall album and even features her signature mohawk hairstyle. Pink has been well known since the year 2000, but do you know her first name?
Alicia.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! I guess you do.
Yes, nice job. How old is Hannah?
She's
11. Hannah's crushing it. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Elena got 4 out of 5.
Woo!
With an assist from her daughter. Yes, it's great. You ready?
Yeah.
These are tough, Kennedy.
Okay.
In a recent appearance on the Call Her Daddy podcast, Ed Sheeran said he doesn't believe he has the pizzazz needed to headline a Super Bowl halftime show. I think that's crazy. He has all sorts of pizzazz. Who just headlined in February, Kennedy?
Oh, it was Kendrick Lamar.
Tied at one. Question number two. Lobster wasn't always considered a delicacy. Before the late 1800s, lobsters were called the cockroaches of the sea and were fed to prisoners to save money. Which New England state catches the most lobster in the U.S.?
Maine.
Tied at two. Question number three. Daisy Ridley, 33 today. She played Rey in which big movie franchise?
In the movie name or the
just franchise. The franchise.
Oh, it's Star Wars.
3 to 2. Tom Hiddleston hinted at Loki's return in the upcoming Avengers Doomsday. Loki is the Norse god of...
mischief.
Yeah, mischief, trickery, and deception.
Hijinks in general.
4-3, question number 5. Pink has her own Funko Pop, Kennedy.
I want one.
It is inspired by her 2023 Trustfall album and features her signature mohawk hairstyle. Pink has been famous going all the way back to the year 2000, but do you know her real first name?
I do.
All right, well then share it with us.
It's not Stephanie, but Nicole. I'm going to say Stephanie.
It is my sister's name and Lana's mom's name.
Alicia.
It is Alicia. 4-4 is the final score. Nice job. Ladies, you all did very well. Unfortunately, Elena, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you two calling in to play this morning. Nice work. Nice job, Hannah. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Elena from Rutland. I can't beat Kennedy.
I think she got her name wrong. She said Elena.
I don't know anymore. I'm so confused. I don't even know what my name is.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com.
.com.
So we now go live to Melrose, Kennedy.
Okay.
You know it's in Melrose.
Yeah. Mexico Lindo.
Look at you. And is this right? Wing? W-I-N-G?
Yes.
Kennedy, say hey to Wing.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Wing?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Where does the name come from? I love
Thanks,
that.
You too.
You don't know what the name
is. Not true in the parents.
My favorite bartender ever was named Wing. Made a mean Mai Tai.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Wing. So Kennedy's gone. We have 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you will win yourself $1,000.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
We were pausing for dramatic effect.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. You don't win the money. Question number 1. Actor Walton Goggins is grateful for all the love that he's been getting from fans, including the riled up ladies who call themselves the Goggins Girlies. He starred in which TV show that just had its 3rd season finale?
I don't remember.
Okay. Question number 2. Country singer Luke Combs still lives in a 2-bedroom home that is 2,000 square feet. He says, me and my wife have a room and the boys share a room. Which of these is not a Luke Combs song? Fast Car, When It Rains It Pours, or Country Girl, Shake It For Me?
The last one?
Question number 3. Who played the role of Sophie in Mamma Mia?
Amanda Seyfried?
What is your middle name, Wing? I gotta know.
It's Chinese, so, Yun.
Oh, okay. Question number 4. Christina Ricci used to dress like these kids that were featured on sticker trading cards designed to parody the Cabbage Patch Kids dolls, because she thought she was ugly. What were those called? What were those kids called?
Oh, could you repeat the question?
Yeah. Christina Ricci used to dress like these kids that were featured on sticker trading cards designed to parody the Cabbage Patch Kids. What were they called?
Trolls?
You're not old enough for that question, because I'm not even old enough for that question.
Question number 5. Which 2018 film tells the story of a mother seeking justice for her murdered daughter, and it stars Frances McDormand?
Three billboards over. Three billboards.
You're so close. You can do it, Wing.
Oh, three billboards over Epping, Missouri.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Pretty good. Pretty good, Wing. Pretty good. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
So I have Wing getting 1, 2, 3 out of 5 correct.
Did you give him 5?
Yeah, he said it. He
one,
got there.
One of the words was wrong, but that's okay.
Did he? Which one? Oh.
The third one.
I thought he got it right. Huh. I'll go with you, Dan. I probably misheard
it. We'll ask Wing after. He's a man of honor.
He is. All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Did I tell you you got 3 out of 5 right?
Uh-huh.
It might be 2.
It's all right. We'll get through it.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Actor Walton Goggins is grateful for all the love he's been getting from fans, including the riled up ladies who call themselves the Goggins girlies.
I do like him. I'm a fan.
He starred in which TV show that just had its 3rd season finale?
White Lotus.
Yes, the White Lotus. That great hair.
Watch him in Righteous Gemstones. That is where he absolutely thrives. Absolutely thrives.
1-0. Question number 2. Country singer Luke Combs still lives in a 2-bedroom home that is 2,000 square feet. He said, me and my wife have a room and then the boys share a room. Which of these is not a Luke Combs song, Kennedy?
Ooh.
Fast Car, When It Rains It Pours, Country Girl, Shake It For Me. Which one is not?
Middle one?
Incorrect. Country Girl, Shake It For Me is Luke Bryan. 1-1. Question number 3. Who played the role of Sophie in Mamma Mia?
Which one was Sophie? What is her name?
Yep, her.
Wing knew her name.
Mm-hmm. Knew it quickly, too. I was surprised.
Gosh, I can
see. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it was a good guess.
I can see her, and uh-huh. I know her name, and I'm not going to get it.
No? Amanda Seyfried, Kennedy, is the correct answer. 2-1 for Wing. Question number 4.
Uh-oh.
Getting interesting. Sal in today? Must be. Christina Ricci used to dress like these kids that were featured on sticker trading cards designed to parody the Cabbage Patch Kids dolls because she thought she was ugly. What were those kids called?
Garbage Pail Kids.
That is correct. That's a sad story to hear.
Lots of people feel like they're not pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, but I hope she knows she's pretty now. Or intelligent and good and a great actress.
And all those things, right?
And all those things.
Yeah. I did love the Garbage Pail Kids, though. I know it was before your time, Dan. I was a big fan of those.
It was hilarious.
They were super funny.
What a funny idea.
Yep. Tied at 2. Question number 5. Can you tell me which 2018 film tells the story of a mother seeking justice for her murdered daughter, starring Frances McDormand?
Oh, whoa. 3 billboards in Ebbing?
Wing, what did you say it was? What did you think it was?
3 billboards over was what I said.
Yeah, it's outside.
Yeah, yeah. 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri was the correct answer.
Oh, wow, bro.
We end up in a 2-2 tie.
Sorry, man. I hate to do that to you.
Wow. No, I appreciate it. I misheard him, though.
Me too.
Yeah.
Wing, that was awesome. No. Good for you, my guy.
Yep. So with a tie, Kennedy gets the win. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and calling into play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm going from Melrose, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear.
Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.